some passengers on that quarantined cruise ship docked off Yokohama, Japan, are being allowed to disembark and spend the rest of their isolation time on land. But one Sacramento area couple won't be among them. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan spoke to them aboard the Diamond Princess, where it's not the Valentine's Day they had been expecting.
Matt and Catherine Smith of Elk Grove know they have it better than other passengers who are stuck in windowless cabins. First world problems when his biggest complaint is glitchy Wi-Fi.
It's Friday night, and we were last out Sunday night 2 weeks ago. So we've been in the cabin 12 days. As far as our balcony, we're allowed to go out anytime we like, although we tend to only like to be out there brief times when there aren't other passengers around because we want to maintain the isolation.
So far, 11 people taken off the ship and allowed to ride out the rest of the quarantine on land. On Saturday, another 200 will get that same offer.
We're both under the age of 60, and 80% of the passengers are older than that. We don't have any health issues or signs of the virus, so we're pretty much going to be at the bottom of the list and expect, the way things are moving now, if they hold to their word, that we'll just get to be out of quarantine on this coming Wednesday.
Matt's wife, Catherine, an attorney, spends her days answering client calls, online shopping, and staring off the balcony.
So we get to see the ambulances, and we get to see them going away with people, and everybody down there in their hazmat suits. And when I was standing out there the other day, it all of a sudden struck me as that I felt really lonely. The dock's there, and the land's there, but it's so far away. As you stand on your balcony and you look out there and you're like, gosh, I just want to be down there on the land, and I can't be.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.